Regina, Saskatchewan has proclaimed August 31 as International Overdose Awareness Day. This is an opportunity to remember those who have died of an overdose, without stigma, and acknowledge the grief experienced by those left behind. In honor of Overdose Awareness Day, the Ministry of Health has launched advertisements as part of a multi-year campaign to start the conversation and reduce the stigma surrounding overdose. The campaign also aims to remind those who use drugs or have loved ones who use drugs, that there are resources available to help. This year's ads focus on the story of Regina grandmother, Ivy Kennedy, who lost two of her grandchildren to overdose. "It's been hard to talk about it. It's an everyday struggle," Kennedy said. "I loved my grandchildren. I tried my best to save them. They didn't want to die. Don't give up. There is help out there. All you have to do is ask." This year saw the launch of the province's Overdose Outreach Team's pilot project, which continues in Regina and Saskatoon. These teams reach out to clients who have recently experienced an overdose, connecting them with counseling, programs and services to reduce their risk of future overdose and other drug-related harms. The 2023-24 budget includes $518 million for mental health and addiction services. This includes initiatives to increase treatment options and expand addiction services across the province. 150 additional addiction treatment spaces, including 6 new detox spaces in Yorkton, 26 new post-treatment spaces in Estevan, and 36 virtual spaces with N Canada already announced, with more to come. Increased withdrawal management, detox capacity. Rapid access to addictions medicine clinics. Training and resource development for crystal meth treatments. Expansion of the take-home naloxone program. New funding for the opioid stewardship program that engages with stakeholders and prescribers to promote appropriate use and treatment with opioids, and management of non-cancer pain. Funding to the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Saskatchewan to recruit, train and monitor physicians prescribing for opioid agonist therapy. Take-home drug checking strips, fentanyl and benzodiazepine, to allow people to test illicit drugs for the presence of toxic contaminants, and staff-assisted drug checking in Regina and Saskatoon using Fourier Transform Infrared, FTIR, spectrometers and fentanyl and benzodiazepine test strips. The spectrometers have the capacity to rapidly detect and quantify the amount of a variety of substances. Free take-home naloxone kits are available in over 90 communities at 326 locations province-wide. Currently, 117 pharmacies are participating in the naloxone program. If you witness an overdose, call 911. Under the Good Samaritan Act, you will not be charged for possession of an illegal substance if you are calling for assistance during an overdose. Visit saskatchewan.ca/overdose for more information on overdose prevention. You can no longer count on social media to deliver important news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking saskdoday.ca's homepage at this link. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites. Subscribe to saskdoday.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox.